Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
You've waited all week. You've kept your mouth shut.
You shut your mouth when you're talking to me.
You said only what you're supposed to say. You've hidden your feelings and kept them inside, and so have we. But now it's your time to stand up and shout. Say what you feel. Lay it all on the line. Who cares what anyone else thinks? It's time to read, to respond, to entice, to enrage, and get it all off your chest. It's time for Mouthing Off.
I hear the nation. Welcome to all the Mouthing Off Nation. I'm the continental lover, the one and the only, the cosmic cowboy, Fast Eddie Mansfield, along with the superstar herself, Patricia Summerlin, better known as Sunny the California Girl. How are you, P.S.?
Hi, Eddie. I'm doing great. Looking forward to the wonderful, you know, holiday season that we're coming into. A little crazy at times. And I also want to thank everyone real quick. I made second place in the Fab 40, and I'll take that out of millions of beautiful women around the world. Second isn't bad at all. So I just want to thank everybody. I'm out of the contest, so no more voting. Probably a relief for some of you, but it is for me now. I'm fine. And I just want to say thank you to everyone out there.
Hey, Patricia, I told you, and I told you millions of listeners, that she's the most beautiful woman on radio. And I guarantee you that she does have a face for television. And I'm so proud of her finishing second in the world. And she is a beautiful lady.
Thank you, Eddie.
And my hats are off to you, Patricia, and I really appreciate you. Not only are you beautiful, you're very talented. And I'm very fortunate to have you as my co-host each and every week on Mouthing Off. And you listeners better be thankful you got her. So this week, we're going to talk about the Heisman Trophy finalists, Patricia, along with the NFL, a little bit college football. What else we got?
That's right. How exciting. Oh, we got lots going on. We've got all busted up, of course. And, you know, the jabronis of the week. And there's plenty of them out there, as we know, in the sports world.
You think? Oh, my goodness gracious. Hey, and don't forget the most beautiful girl in the world, Patricia, Power Player of the Week. And that's very right. Important.
Yeah, it's going to be a good one this week.
And you know what we better do?
I do know, Eddie. I know what we got to do. We're going to be right back with more Mouthing Off.
4 out of 5 doctors recommend adding Mouthing Off to your sports diet.
Oh! Yeah, we'll be right back. I got to find that fifth doctor.
Mouthing Off. All over the world.
Are you looking to improve your baseball swing? You need the Rip Grip Pro. Co-created by Dodgers AAA star Drew Avens, the Rip Grip Pro will help you stay palm up, palm down, and pull the barrel of the bat through the zone instead of pushing it. Check out Drew's videos at ripgrippro.com, and you'll see how this can help you or the baseball player in your family improve your ABs. Get the adjustability in your swing that you need. Go to ripgrippro.com. That's ripgrippro.com.
For all your printing needs this holiday, Staples has you covered.
I need custom printed holiday cards for my one-of-a-kind business.
Staples has you covered.
It's beginning to look a lot like I need custom party invites. Fast.
I need cards for everyone who gave me a hand this year, without spending an arm and a leg.
Staples has you covered with personalized holiday cards and invites. And now save 40% on custom holiday cards and invitations. For everything you need printed, go to Staples, the working and learning store. In-store and online ends 12/17. Exclusions and restrictions apply.
What's the best product I bought this year? Oh, that's easy. Salonpas pain-relieving patches. The proven medicines in Salonpas patches reduce my pain and let me do the things I need to do every day.
In a recent clinical study, patients using Salonpas reported improved sleep, mood, and the ability to work. They had less pain and were able to reduce their use of oral pain medications.
For pain, I use Salonpas. It's good medicine.
The Wendy's $3 breakfast deal is here. Get a bacon or sausage, egg, and Swiss croissant, plus a small seasoned potatoes. That's a better breakfast for just $3 in three easy steps. One, wake up. Two, get out of bed. And three, head to Wendy's for your $3 breakfast deal. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's $3 breakfast deal.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hour. Select a request $3 breakfast deal in order to obtain discount. Not valid for a la carte or combos orders. Price and participation may vary in Alaska and Hawaii.
Moments like seeing my son's team cheer him on mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for postmenopausal women or for men with HR-positive, HER2-negative NBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Now then, all over the world.
Welcome back to Mouthing Off. I'm Fast Eddie Mansfield along with the superstar herself, Patricia Summerlin. Let's talk a little Major League Baseball. I understand you have some late-breaking news, P.S.
Ooh, that late-breaking news. Could that be the first domino in the free agent shortstop sweepstakes has fallen? The Phillies solidified their shortstop position for the next decade by inking Trey Turner into a massive 11-year $300 million. Wow.
Wow.
Right? Ooh. Commitment. While the Dodgers are left to figure out how to replace the shortstops, 194 hits in their lineup. But $300 million, Eddie? Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. I mean, you know, he'll be playing shortstop when he's 92. And it's like, well, they lost one of the best shortstops in Major League Baseball with Trey Turner. And, you know, when you're missing 194 hits out of your lineup, that's a lot of runs that's being scored because he's on base all the time. And, but 11-year, $300 million contract. That's just unbelievable. Who just signed the Cy Young Award winner this year?
Oh, wow. Well, for the Mets just signed a co-ace. As we know, we've been talking about him in past shows, the superstar himself, Justin Verlander, to an $86 million contract, right? Two-year deal with an option for a third year. Unbelievable.
We talked about that.
Do we have this much money in the world? I mean, how do they get this? Wow. We're in the wrong. Hey. You should go back to baseball and I'll be your manager and I'll just share a little bit. Right, Eddie?
Yeah, that's fine. We'll work that deal in a minute. Verlander is the reigning Cy Young Award winner. And the Astros didn't offer him that two-year deal, but signed Jose Uribe for 3 years at $58 million. I think that's a stinking joke to let a Verlander go. And they don't need another hitter. They got plenty of hitters with the Astros. They don't need Jose Uribe for 3 years at 50. He's not worth $58 million. Hey, that's a damn joke. And so I'd rather keep a Verlander, who's really a team player, than some jabroni coming from the White Sox and paying him 3 years at $58 million. That's ridiculous, P.S. I just got to tell you.
I know. It's almost as you know, where you got to scratch your head when you go back to Francisco Lindor and you're going, well, he got 10 years. Why did he only get $34 million? What the heck's going
he got
on
cheated.
Here? Right?
Right.
Yeah. So,
absolutely.
Hey, you know, the Dodgers, my wonderful Go Dodger Blue, Tyler Anderson, left-handed pitcher, signed for 3 years, $39 million. Plus, Clayton Kershaw, as we know, signed a one-year, $20 million deal after 16 years with the Dodgers. He should finish his career with LA. And honestly, he should. Clayton has been there. He's a well-known name. He's a household name.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And he bleeds Dodger blue. He bleeds Dodger blue just like Tommy Lasorda. And, you know, he's a great representative. Yeah. You know, absolutely. I love Tommy Lasorda. And I had the pleasure to interview him on Mouth and Off when we were at ESPN at Walt Disney World. I just got to tell you, Clayton Kershaw is, if he can say, the problem with him is kind of like the guy with the Angels. He's always hurt. You know, he's a gamer and he wins, but he's just one of those guys that's accident prone. And, but boy, when he's on, he's on. And he's led them some big victories. And I'm glad he's going to finish his career in LA because that's where he belongs. And he bleeds that Dodger blue. And that's what it's all about, being loyal to your team.
That's right. Be a loyal team player. And, you know, and it's sad, though, they're still getting the low amount of money versus the Phillies counting of high dollar there. I don't get that. Dang.
Well, them people in Philly don't count.
Obviously.
They don't know how to count.
They don't know how to count. And I'm sure the players don't mind that one at all. Absolutely not.
No, you know what? You know what the Phillies guys are saying? Oh, it's just another zero. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, you know. Yeah, put a zero by that 38, $380 million. We'll make it really good.
I'd just take the 10, you know. I'd be happy with 5. Heck, I'd be happy with $1 million. Eddie, we need to get you back out there. You want to go back out? Get out of your retirement.
I could.
Go make it.
Believe me.
Go make it, and I'll be your manager. That's it. We're in the dough. You know, we're doing something wrong here. I don't know.
Well, you're already my manager. I mean, what do you want from me?
Right?
I'll make you a lot of money. You know?
Boy, we got beat up.
I mean,
a lot more than they did for nothing, or I should say, all these players. Man, I can hit a ball. I'm a pretty good baseball player, not as good, but hey, shoot, some of these guys aren't good, and look how much money they're making. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
And for that,
I came along too early.
Yeah, I know exactly. Well, you know what we're doing next?
What?
We're going to the Jabronis of the Week.
Salute the sports personalities that have royally stunk up the joint.
Ooh, was that you?
Nope. Must have been the dog.
Here's Fast Eddie Mansfield with his Jabronis of the Week.
Oh, my Jabroni of the Week is easy, P.S. It's James Click. Click. Click.
Like click, click.
You hear that? Click, click, click. That's his ass running out that door. Click, click, click. He was a general manager of the Astros, turned down a contract renewal. Big question about that front office. Should have offered Justin Verlander a 2-year deal. You should have been fired, you idiot. Jim Crane, the owner of the Astros, has stinking ass business thinking. How in the world do you let a beloved ball player like Justin Verlander, the Houston Astro fan base loved Justin Verlander, and you let him go because you got some joke of a general manager. Yeah, he didn't lead you crap to the World Series. Dusty Baker and that ball team of the Astros won those World Series. That general manager had squat to do with it. You know that? He sits up there and acts like he's some kind of big shot, and he can't even tie his shoes. He couldn't even hit his shoe size if he wanted to. And so, when I look at a jabroni, he is a jabroni. And I hope he don't get another job as a general manager because he doesn't deserve it. He was with the Rays for 15 years. That ought to tell you something. Tampa Bay Rays.
Right?
The only time they won is when they had that goofball that's in Chicago Cubs manager now, who led the Cubs to the World Series.
And you never hear Rays anymore. I don't hear anything about the Rays.
They're a fleeting... The ray is really kind of going down. You know what I mean?
It's not like, shining so bright there, you know? But yeah, this guy's got stinking thinking on the brain, this James Click. Click, 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 click.
Yeah, he's out the door. He's out the door. Bye. See ya. Yeah. Because, you know, he sucked. And he didn't more turn down that contract than I did. It's like, you know what? They just told him, we won't put that out where we don't look so bad. And so you're going to go for it or you won't, we won't pay you on the way out. So he took his money and they just run him out the door. But when he let Justin Verlander go, that was it.
Yep.
That was it for him. Game over. Because now the Houston Astros.
So good for the Mets. Oh,
the Mets are going to love him. And Kate Upton's going to love being in New York. And, I mean, she loved being in Houston. I mean, because Houston is a great town. But now she's in New York City, you know, and she'll get all kind of pub and all kind of, you know, Madison Avenue deals and Justin to get Madison Avenue deals. And so, you know, he's going to go for one more run. That's just like me. I got one more run left in me, Patricia, and you're getting it. And so it's exciting. I'm excited because I'm going to have a great year. And we're going to have a great year, man. And it's just, and Justin Verlander is going to have an even better year. He's getting $85 million.
He's going to have a fantastic year, you know. Hey, yeah.
He's looking at a penthouse right now.
Yeah, $86 million. He can buy the whole building, you know, and then some in New York. New York's pretty pricey, but.
Well, he's going to have to.
Yeah.
I mean, he's going to have to because if not, you know, the IRS will get that money.
Oh, of course. Yeah, absolutely.
And why would you want to give them any more money? We pay enough taxes. But, you know, when you look at what's going on in baseball with all these big, big salaries, you know what they're really doing, Patricia? That way they can string it out over more years and they don't have to pay so much out per year. And so they advertise it out where it works. It sounds like a big number, and it is a big number. When it gets $340 million, I mean, my God, you're not worth $340 million. You know, you're just not. I'm sorry. I just got to tell you, you're just not that good. And you're not great, but they think he is. And what we got to do right now, Patricia?
We got to be right back with wonderful more Mouthing Off Sports. So stay tuned.
All over the world.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. If you've had a revision or removal surgery of a hernia mesh implant after 2008, pay close attention to this message. Hernia mesh manufacturers have recalled some of the mesh material that may have been used in your surgery due to high failure rate. The FDA has even blamed the recalled mesh material for some of the worst of the health issues reported by doctors and patients. If you've had two or more hernia surgeries for the same issue and you're having severe complications, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now.
800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. That's 800-817-2968.
Let's say life knocks on your door and you need money to live on or pay bills. What do you do? Would your life be better if you were able to take the equity you've built in your home and spend it any way you want? Here's an idea. Call Easy Knock. They can help you convert the equity in your home into cash in just a few days. If your home is worth $100,000 or more, EasyKnock will buy it from you. You get the money you need, and you stay in your home as a renter. Plus, depending on your program, you can buy it back at any time. If you think you might not qualify, remember, they can say yes when your bank says no. Call EasyKnock now and get the cash you need out of your home.
EasyKnock is not a lender. Its products are not available in all markets. Terms and conditions apply.
800-245-9187. 800-245-9187. 800-245-9187. That's 800-245-9187.
Come on, you watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you. With the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Oh, good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. That's 800-732-9635.
Now then, all over the world.
We're back with Mouthing Off, the only sports show that counts. I'm Patricia Summerlin, Sunny the California girl from Gorgeous Ladies of Wrestling, along with Fast Eddie Mansfield. You know what, Eddie? Let's go to some college football.
Oh, so you want to talk a little bit of college football, Sunny?
Yes.
You're so bright. I've got to wear shades.
Woo-hoo.
So, the Georgia Bulldogs. They are heavy favorites to repeat as college football national champions. You know why? Because they're 13-0. The top-ranked dogs are the top team in college football. And your Ohio State Buckeyes were number one until they lost to Michigan the last game of the regular season. So what do you think about that?
We were talking about that and rah-rah for Michigan. You know, I have love for Michigan, too, so let's – You know, I'd rather see Michigan or Ohio be number one and the Georgia Bulldogs back, especially now.
Oh, you've got to be out of your mind. The Georgia Bulldogs are the best team. Hey, let me tell you something. They're doing their best to get the dogs beat. You know, they're in the Peach Bowl. They put Ohio State Buckeyes against Georgia. That's going to be a good game. And then Michigan is going to be playing TCU. They better watch TCU, Michigan. Because TCU is a fast team, even though they got beat with that stupid guy ran the ball on the 1 yard line and they didn't give it to the best back he had. You know, if you're going to go down with your best. Don't go down, you know, with your second best. And that's what TCU did. That's why they lost to Kansas State in the championship. And, you know, when we were talking, Patricia, about the championship games, how, you know, you had like, say, Georgia and LSU played for the SEC championship at the Road to Atlanta. And then all of a sudden, you look at the record. Georgia was 12-0 at that time. And LSU had three losses. So how in the world can you – an undefeated team has to play a team that loses three. And if they accidentally lose to this – team that won had lost three games, Patricia, that's going to really take them out of the national championship bingo. What to me, the team with the best record wins the division, and if you're 12-0, you hadn't lost a game.
Right.
You should, why am I playing this? It's all about the TV money, you know. Yeah. They got a sponsor with Chick-fil-A in Atlanta at the SEC championship as well as the Peach Bowl. But it's still, it's like Michigan. You know, they had to play Purdue in the championship game. Well, Michigan's 12-0. I mean, it just doesn't make sense. If you're undefeated during the regular season, you're the champ of that division. I mean, that's period.
Yep.
Why am I playing a bunch of losers who have lost games? Does that make sense to UPS?
Absolutely not. You know, it's all about the money. It's always about the money and sponsor. I get it. You know, I get that. But, oh, well, that's just the way it is, huh? But guess what? You know what we're talking about? What we talked on the last couple shows about one of our favorite guys, Deion Sanders. He's taking over.
Yeah, prime time.
Right, prime time. He's taking over as head coach at Colorado. Which, well, it's going to be good for Colorado, indeed. Because he's amazing.
Well,
whoever lands Deion is on. They're going to be on fire.
Yeah, because he's an iconic American athlete and a member of both the Pro Football and College Football Halls of Fame. He played in the NFL, Patricia, for 14 seasons, won two Super Bowls, and he also played for five different Major League Baseball teams from 1989 to 2001. And plus, he is bringing his bigger-than-life persona and charisma to a beleaguered Pac-12 program that is in the tank of college football. And I told you Auburn should have hired that guy.
Yeah,
and
right.
Auburn missed the boat, and Colorado snatched him up and said, hey, bring us to the promised land, Dion. We need some charisma.
We need
some help. It's so funky down here. It's like some stupid monkey. We need you to breathe some life in the 12, because there's no life in the Pac-12. I mean, it's horrible.
Yeah,
and he can breathe life into it.
Right. In other words, the Pac-12 sucks, Eddie. And Dion is going to be the magic man that will make some magic. Yeah, Auburn. Oh well, you lose, and you're going to be all the way down, still sucking. So. You know,
yeah,
that's
well,
works.
Hughes freeze. They're going to do the freeze, all right.
Oh,
they're going
to
be it'll be a freeze. Yeah. Yeah, he's about exciting as dang, I'm not going to say that. But anyway, when you look at Deion Sanders, I think that he's going to stimulate these guys, and he's going to stimulate all those coaches in that Pac-12, because they're tired. I mean, they're very tired. It's so tired. It's like watching the old folks home, you know, play football. And so it's like, you know, come on.
Yeah.
Hey, pass it out to Granny in the flat, you know?
That's like, right. He's going to push them all in their wheelchairs and get them out of their wheelchairs to the next step. So, you know, good for Deion Sanders, and congratulations to Deion Sanders.
Absolutely. Know? Hey, and you're talking about congratulations. Listen to this. The Heisman Trophy finalist, Caleb Williams, Mack Duncan, C.J. Stroud, and Stetson Bennett. Now, Caleb Williams is your boy from USC, and Stetson Bennett is from the Georgia Bulldogs. And it's going to be really between those two guys. And I think, to me, Stetson Bennett should beat him out, because Stetson plays a tougher schedule, and they're undefeated. And he was a walk-on. Stetson Bennett is a great story. He came to the University of Georgia from a junior college, and Georgia hadn't lost a game since 2020, since they put him in the game. And what a story, a walk-on. I mean, he had to beg to get on the field. And you know something? That's why all you kids out there and guys that have a dream, you chase that dream. And don't you ever fail. Don't you let something keep you from that dream, because dreams come true. You're listening to a guy whose dreams comes true. I make dreams come true, because I was an adopted kid. I had everything against me. They said I'd never make it. Well, I was a two-sport pro, and now I'm one of the best television producers in the country. Always believe and have faith in yourself, because if you don't have faith in yourself, nobody else will. You know, you're only good as your team.
That's right, Eddie. And heck, he tolerates us, right, David?
Yeah, most of the time.
he puts up with us. But I tell you, but when you look at it, that's the truth. You know,
yes.
I would love to see old Stetson Bennett, you know, win that Heisman Trophy, because he earned it. And you know something? We also, you know what we got coming up soon, don't you?
We sure do, Eddie. I was just loving your inspiration and positivity, as we need in this world. And, you know, if you do fail, it's okay to fail, but just pick yourself back up and keep trying. The word is keep trying, never give up. So with that, I'm going to announce you're all busted up, Eddie.
All busted up.
Oh, no, it's all busted up again. Whoa. Okay. Well, let me tell you something. USC quarterback Caleb Williams might miss the Cotton Bowl versus Tulane due to a hamstring injury. When he went out, we're talking about he went out, Patricia, in the Utah game, in the championship game, and USC lost to Utah in the championship game without him. And that's how big a guy he is as quarterback. Caleb Williams is a real good quarterback.
Yes, he is.
And with USC not having him available, and if he has a hamstring injury to people out there.
That's not good. That's
if he has a hammy pull.
Yeah, forget about
that. That is really bad, because your lateral movements are really taken away from you. And, I mean, you can tape it all you want. And you have to watch shooting it up because you'll pop it. And so USC, I don't know. I wouldn't touch that game with a 10-foot pole, and betting wise. And I just look at it as he got hurt at the wrong time, and that's what happens. And you know, when we're talking about inspiration and other things, don't ever give up. I mean, if you get hurt, okay, you get hurt. Just go nurse yourself back into health and be better than you were. And Cable Williams, he got hurt at the wrong time, Patricia, and there's nothing you can do about it. You know, USC
That's
just...
Right. Yeah, as we say, you know, it happens, Eddie. That's what we say. It happens, you know. And in right. the world of sports, as we know, it can happen at any time. And unfortunately, in wrestling, we had to keep going with that injury because there was no replacement. Like NFL, they have a backup. They have replacement. They may not be as good, but right. I never had a sunny backup. There was only one of me. So when you get injured, you're out. You know, as you know, and it
yeah, there wasn't no kind of, when I tore my knee up jumping off the top rope in Atlanta, hey, I had to wrestle three more days because I was in the main event, and then I went to Dr. Andrews and had my Nixus taken out, but they didn't care, you know what I mean? And yeah, so right. just show up, just That's get in right. the ring, and what we got to do now.
We are going to be right back after this with the pause for the cause, Eddie.
Uh-oh.
Mouthing off all around the world.
Thanks to Total Wine, you saved more on all the gifts for the ones you adore. Wine, spirits, beers all nestled on shelves. Got some advice from our helpful elves. Oh, so many gifts to explore when you go to Total Wine and more. Bottle so delightful, whoa, whoa, whoa. Price so amazingly low, low, low.
Bring more joy to your world when you find what you love and love what you find. Always lowest prices at Total Wine and more.
If you have certain chronic conditions, such as
heart disease,
asthma,
diabetes, and you're 19 years of age or older,
52,
36,
42, you may be at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
I'm going to ask my doctor
about getting vaccinated
with Prevnar 20.
For all your printing needs this holiday, Staples has you covered.
I need custom printed holiday cards for my one-of-a-kind business.
Staples has you covered.
It's beginning to look a lot like I need custom party invites, fast.
I need cards for everyone who gave me a hand this year, without spending an arm and a leg.
Staples has you covered with personalized holiday cards and invites. And now save 40% on custom holiday cards and invitations. For everything you need printed, go to Staples, the working and learning store. In-store and online ends 12/17. Exclusions and restrictions apply.
Get everyday banking with a better vibe. A vibe that feels like you woke up on the right side of the bed, found the perfect parking spot, or found your keys where you left them. Get the NetSpend All Access account. Reinventing modern, everyday mobile banking with perks that add up. Banking services provided by Pathward NA. Get started today at netspend.com. Deposit account is established by Pathward NA, member FDIC. Deposit account opening is subject to registration and ID verification. Terms and costs apply.
People who come to Cricket stay with Cricket. Why is that? Well, if you ask someone with one of the latest and greatest phones from Cricket, they might tell you it's because of the amazing phones, like the new iPhone 14 that lets you capture stunning photos in low and bright light. Plus, they'd probably tell you about the fast nationwide 5G included with all plans that lets you stream, text, talk, and more, all at 5G speeds. Yeah, they might mention something like that. Smile, you're on Cricket.
Cricket 5G is not available everywhere. Fees, terms, and other restrictions apply. See cricketwireless.com for details.
Now back all over the world.
Welcome back to the Mouthing Off Nation, all 3 million listeners. I'm Fast Eddie Mansfield, along with my co-host, the superstar herself, the most beautiful lady in radio, the one and the only Patricia Summerlin. Let's talk a little NFL. Big play Joe Burrow and the Bengals. And if you want a little bang in your yin yang, come along. Well, we flew through Cincinnati and we all got really happy. Grabbed a bowl of that skyline chili along the way. Joe and the Bengals own the Chiefs and Patrick Mahomes. Patricia?
Boo. I liked Patrick. I was rooting for Patrick Mahomes. You know?
Yeah, you keep rooting for the wrong one. I keep telling you that.
I know, right? I'd listen.
I'm going to start calling you loser. Stop it.
Darn it. I know. I'm always for the underdog. Stop it. You know, that's me. But the Bengals beat the Chiefs.
Underdog. Excuse me. I want to correct you right now.
It wasn't a bad
There's no way the damn way. Chiefs were the underdogs from the Bengals.
I know. Yeah, well. You know.
That just sounded good for you, didn't it?
It did. Because really, okay, it wasn't that bad of a beat, by the way. The Chiefs, 27-24, not that bad. Okay. Big play, Joe. He chalked up his third win against the AFC favorite, though. That Joe Burrow, you know, as I also love Joe. So, hey, Joe Burrow's
well, he eats
awesome
a lot of that Cincinnati chili.
He's got that extra gas to pack. Yeah. That's
yeah,
right.
He's got that. Hey. Big play Joe with that Cincinnati chili was 25 of 31 passing for 286 yards with 2 TDs. P.S. What about the Eagles at 11-1?
Right? Woo! Philly Eagles.
Oh, man.
Those Eagles are flying high. They're soaring, right? The Eagles dominated a tough Titans squad, beating Tennessee 35-10. Jalen Hurts finished with 392 total yards and 4 TDs, Eddie.
Yeah. Woo. You know, when I hear that word Hurts, it reminds me of what I used to do in Atlanta airport all the time. I'd go up there.
Hurts rental
and,
car.
And, you know, where they announce, you know, people you're looking for.
Right.
I'd go up there and say, look, and I had that long blonde hair. And so I'd go up there and say, hey, sweetheart. And they go, yeah. I say, I need to find my tag team partner. We got to catch a plane. And she said, well, what's his name? I said, Big Dick Hurts. And she said, okay. And so she'd say, Big Dick Hurts, could you report to Terminal 23 to catch your plane? It will be leaving in 10 minutes. Big Dick Hurts, please return to gate 23. And I'd be dying laughing, right? So, hey, that's what I was thinking when I heard Jalen Hurts, you know.
Jalen,
you know, the
Hurts,
Eagles
right?
won two. The Eagles 1-2 punch on the perimeter, A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith. How about them Cowboys?
Right. How about them Cowboys? Did they borrow that cinnamon from the wonderful, yummy, you know, Cincinnati chili? I don't know what's going on. There's something in the chili. The 9-3 Cowboys climb. They are a legitimate Super Bowl contender. If they follow the blueprint, that is, Eddie. That has always worked out for the franchise.
Absolutely.
But follow that blueprint. I'm not so big on the Cowboys anyway, but yeah, good for them. Yay. You know, applause.
Hey, the Cowboys just pounded the Colts.
Well, that's
and
not
Jeff
a big
Saturday.
Colts, really? The Colts?
Hey, Jeff Saturday, boy, he had a rough Monday. I can tell you what, the Cowboys just pounded him and rocked Matt Ryan on his heels. He looked like a quarterback that didn't know the plays. Or hadn't studied the plays. That's how come they'd run his happy ass right out of hot Atlanta. Because, you know something, the Falcons have great teams. And he choked every time. They call him Matty Ice. Matty Ice for a reason. Because he freezes. He's a choker.
Uh-oh.
You know? He's no Linda Lovelace, that's for sure. I guarantee you, he's an idiot. I mean, he threw so many interceptions. It was just like a joke. I was watching that game, and I said, this is an embarrassment. I mean, the owner stood up in the owner's box, Ursay, and put his coat on and started leaving. He was so embarrassed by the way they played. That's sad.
That's very
sad. They got a problem with quarterback, and they need to get a good quarterback in there. And they hadn't had a great quarterback there since a guy by the name of, Peyton Manning.
Oh, right. Yep. You got that one right. The Manning brothers. They're always good. Those colts need to be, you know, I don't know, re-ran. Maybe the stallions need to come out. I don't know who's a stallion, but Matt Ryan, you suck. We should have it.
No,
you know
he
what,
does.
Eddie? Right?
He does,
yeah, so. We need another type of, besides the jabroni, we should just put in another area for the guys who suck in sports. Just plain ass suck.
Well,
oops,
we can just,
sorry.
Hey, we can just, yeah, just play, yeah, just plain ass sucks. And we'll do, David, we need to do a new segment called Just Plain Ass Sucks.
That's right.
And I think that would be good. But you know what I want to do now, Patricia?
What's that, Eddie?
Let's go to Patricia's Power Player of the Week.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, all you mouthing off listeners out there, and Eddie, I have something interesting because, you know, my friends went to the game at SoFi, Rams versus Seattle Seahawks. And it saddens me to say my Rams suck. Okay, speaking of sucking, well, they did, that's for sure.
3-8.
Oh, my goodness. We don't even want to talk about that yet.
3-8.
Don't rub it in. That hurts. I know. We had a bit of a reunion Sunday afternoon, though, as the Seattle Seahawks traveled down to Los Angeles and faced off against former Seattle All-Pro linebacker Bobby Wagner and the Los Angeles Rams. And while the Rams won't be anywhere near the playoff hunt, which saddens me this year for the Seahawks, this was the opportunity to stay with San Francisco 49ers in the NFC West race. But halfway through the first quarter, Seattle's on their first offensive possession, and Geno Smith sat in the pocket and a hit wide open Tyler Lockett downfield for the touchdown. Tyler Lockett is, by the way, fifth straight game with a touchdown. This was his amazing time to shine. So Tyler Lockett is my guy. In the second quarter, the Rams retook the lead, but Seahawks were threatening the red zone. Smith, with plenty of time, found an open Noah Fant in the corner of the end zone. For a moment, it was looking like it could be one of those big offensive days. The defense was also doing their part this afternoon, though. On the ensuing Rams drive, John Wolford is going to let a pass hang a little too long, and the rookie, Tarek Woolen, another rookie, is there for the interception, his sixth of the year, making a case for the Defensive Rookie of the Year award. But, you know, my guy, Power Player of the Week is Tyler Lockett, because Seattle Seahawks.
Well, let me tell you something
took
else.
The game. Thank you, to Tyler.
That's a good player for the week. And I want to give you a heads up, and a lot of you fans know this. Listen, that Matthew Stafford's on IR for the Rams, and he doesn't look like he might be coming back.
That's what I was going to say.
It saddens me because Matthew Stafford had such a great year, and he lost a lot of good players on offense, and wasn't getting protected the well, you know, and I guess he had flashbacks of being in Detroit, and so it's like, and so, you know, with Cooper Kupp being hurt, and you know, just
they're
so many
two
guys
best
hurt
for the Rams, you know, Cooper Kupp.
That's the ones that make the Rams go
exactly.
And, was Stafford and Kupp out? And Kupp, to me, is the best wide receiver in football.
Indeed.
But Matthew Stafford, he's no joke. But you can't play when you're hurt. And he just got beat up so much, and he just couldn't take anymore. And he's on the IR.
Right.
And I hate that for the Rams. But the Rams are 3-8. You might as well kiss them goodbye. And it's been fun, Rams. You got to run. And I was like,
they won last year, Eddie. They're Super Bowl champs. That's okay. I'm okay with that. That's why I'm not hurt. I'm not.
So are they. They got the ring, you know. So they're happy. They're happy as Larry, you know. So it don't matter. And but for the fans, it sucks. You know, when you got $30 and $40 parking, it's like Jerry's World. At least the Cowboys are winning. And because I mean, when you park over there at AT&T Stadium, you better bring your luggage, you know.
Right.
To pay for it, yeah.
I got to tell you, Seattle Seahawks filled up that SoFi, though, and there was more green than I've ever seen green in there, boy. They went all out. They just decked out their costumes. All Seattle Seahawks fans, they were thrilled to death, and they walked away. as a winner. So, you know, yay for Seattle Seahawks, because they're another one that's been not there.
Yeah.
Right?
I've always hated the Seahawks. I just think they suck as an organization. They just suck, period. And they just been overrated. You know, when they had old Russell Wilson up there, you know, that stupid, it shows Russell Wilson in Denver now how really good he is. How good is Denver? Oh, please.
I know.
I mean, it's like, he's no John Elway. Let's put it that way. He's no Peyton Manning. And he shows up and they just think that all this stuff is all that. You know what makes me sick about the NFL? They got all this racism stuff out there on the damn field. And you know something? These guys are making millions of dollars. There's no racism towards these individuals. And then in the stands, there's 90% white people. Now, how can that be any racism going on? I mean, you got white people paying big bucks to see black guys run up and down the field that make millions of dollars. There's something wrong with that. You need to change. The NFL needs to play football and not be some kind of a spokesperson for idiots.
Right.
You know what I mean? And stick to the NFL, the National Football League, and represent the National Football League and not some kind of other crap. And that's just the way it is.
Well,
and the fans are sick of it.
Yeah.
Hey, the fans are sick of it, Patricia. I talk to a thousand of them, you know, all the time. The fans are so sick of being pushed this racism pushed at them. You know, it's all BS. It's all a money game. And I'm just sick of it. You know, leave the football, baseball, all of it around. You know, I'm going to call in the white man's rule in the NBA. That you got to hire 20% white people to play basketball in the NBA, just like that they did with the blacks.
Right.
You know, when exactly. they had to hire 20%, you know, blacks. Well, we're going to have to switch the rule where we have affirmative action in the NBA for white people.
That and Asians and Indians, while you're calling it, let's go for all races because, you know, you don't see any Asians out there, you know. Running amok over
the hell, they ain't the most. The only tallest Asian guy I ever saw was that guy
in
China. You know,
he wasn't the Lakers.
Yeah,
we've had a few there too. But and also, I think let's see other. Anyway, I think that it's ridiculous. Ever since this BLM stuff started, they need to go back to the old school days with the sports where there was no racism talk. Everyone was equal play as a sports team player. Nobody was worried about this racism stuff, Eddie. It's just, it's terrible. It's
sad. it just reared its head because it's a money grab on BLM and all the rest of them out there. And you know, that you can just kiss my ass if you're listening. And I don't mind telling you that.
And there you have it.
Ain't no woke person can get me off the radio because we put up too many big ratings. And what we got to do now, Patricia, is what?
Oh, well, we're going to be right back because we, you know, we got to pay some bills, Eddie.
Well, absolutely.
Now the ball, all over the world.
Here's a simple solution for you. If you have back pain, knee pain, or any other pain in your body, it's as simple as drinking a glass of water every day. Your body is over 60% water, and drinking the best water you can get is crucial for your health. Echo Antioxidant Water, developed by Synergy Science, is the best water you can drink, and it's only available through this special radio offer. Over 1,000 research studies have shown that the powerful antioxidant used in Echo Antioxidant Water can reduce inflammation, improve brain function, help you sleep better, and boost gut health. With just 2 glasses a day, you can experience these benefits right from the comfort of your home. Some people have even replaced their morning coffee jolt with Echo Antioxidant Water. Call now and learn which Echo product by Synergy Science is right for you. We offer free shipping and a full 30-day money-back guarantee. Change your health by simply changing your water.
800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. That's 800-944-1789.
If you're taking a calcium supplement, it's probably not doing what you think it is. That's because you still lose bone density with traditional calcium supplements. That's where calcium from algae comes in. AlgaeCal Plus doesn't just stop bone loss. It's the only supplement ever shown to increase bone density in clinical studies. That's right. AlgaeCal Plus increases bone density, even if you're in your 80s. That's because your bones need more than just calcium and vitamin D to stay strong. There are actually 13 minerals and 3 vitamins needed to build healthy new bone, and AlgaeCal Plus contains all of them, and it's proudly made in the USA. Your calcium doesn't increase bone density. AlgaeCal Plus does. Talk to one of our bone health consultants today and see how AlgaeCal Plus can start increasing your bone density. Call now.
800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. That's 800-437-8217.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Mouthing off all over the world.
We're back. You're listening to Mouthing Off. I'm the Continental Lover, the Cosmic Cowboy, the one and the only Fast Steady Mansfield, along with my partner in crime, the most beautiful girl in radio, superstar herself, Patricia Summerlin, better known as Sunny the California Girl. We're down to the wire in the NFL and college football. Patricia.
I know, it's going to be real exciting. I'm kind of rooting for my USC still, you know, and some other.
Please.
I know, Eddie, you're going to say that, but I'm still.
Why did they hire Deion Sanders? Because your conference sucks.
I know. True.
I mean, come on. I told you to quit betting on these losers. Stop
well,
it.
Hey, how about those Dodgers?
Hey, how about them Georgia Bulldogs? Number one in the country.
Boom.
Undefeated. And they're going to repeat.
Georgia right now. Just because they elect
well, you should. They're the greatest team in college football.
I know. Well, good for them.
Hey.
Good for them. We need our California teams to come back, Eddie. I just need
can
some
you
good
believe,
teams.
Well, you need to clean your city up first.
Hey,
you need
you know
to.
We need to talk about the hockey. We never discuss hockey on this show. And, you know, my Los Angeles Kings, even though they're not playing so well either. But, yeah, I'm pretty proud of my L.A. hockey team. Let's go, Los Angeles Kings. Kopitar number 11.
My friend used to own the LA Kings, Lonnie Guida and Coyne. They owned the Kings and a few years back. And we can talk hockey all you want. And we'll start next week.
That sounds good to me. But they're most
when you look at the NFL, NFL's really starting to heat up. I mean, you know, you got that NFC East with the Cowboys, the Giants, and the Eagles, you know, neck and neck. And with the Eagles, you know, only lost one ball game the whole year. And that's just unbelievable.
That's really
and,
good.
And so you look at Kansas City, and now Cincinnati is making a comeback. And they own Kansas City. It's like Joe Burrow's only been in the league 3 years, and he's beat Patrick Mahomes 3 times. And so, you know, big play Joe.
That's you just right, never Eddie. Know. You know what we got to say? We got to say to all of our Mouthing Off listeners, thank you for tuning in and listening to Mouthing Off, our sports show, the only sports show that counts, right? And until next week, Eddie, what do we say?
So long, everybody.